Okay, we are still early, huh? About another 20 minutes to go, huh? So you can make use of this time, huh? To ask any question if you want to. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Song. Anything you want to ask? Ah, very good. Very good. The recording record put up. Never mind, it's okay. Okay, I will translate.
Okay. 我昨天, 那个什么,哈斯塔一直又在来。
好。
我昨天 morning,
The other one.
我昨天 morning 又 wake up 了，我就去 meditate， 它就很像 automatic 的
yeah, automatic 自己来了的。
evening 我去 jogging， when I enter 那个 park 的时候，它又来唱了。所以我就开始
那个麦放低一点。
and then 我就开始jogging。then 我 jogging 的时候，我very was silent with the mind。
Yeah.
And slowly, we notice that. 那个我的mind and the movement are
together as one.
As one.
Yeah.
Then 它越来越 silent.
Yeah.
到最后，我只是感觉到一个很像 awareness moving. Sadhu.
Wow, very good.
There's no I 这个 concept， 就是没有 running， I'm talking no.
The egoic mind with the center is not there. And it's just the phenomena, awareness and the physical move as one. Then just 有一个感觉罢了 is the awareness. That is the reality.
Okay. Then 后来我跑到了一半了以后，那个心经又来。
又来。
就整个人就变成很像一个心经的 awareness。
对对。
一直在跑，就很像一个心经，一直在 jogging。
就好像以前我跟你讲的。The awareness and the vibration as one， 明白吗？那个 Mahayana chanting 啊， you chant until there is no one to chant， until the awareness and the vibration become one。它这个是自己现出来的。That's why it's very good， sadhu， very good， sadhu。Those who can understand, you rejoice first. After I translate， sadhu。Okay。开回去。
OK， and then at night 我就回去是想，为什么会这样子？等我就在想，因为
你回去了再 contemplate， very good。Then as you walk， as you walk， 你要 contemplate 也可以 ，but preferably 不要。要也可以 ，but 你要做到你的 mindfulness very stable，then 你的 awareness very stable， 那个时候你 can contemplate，
然后我就在想，before 那个心经的时候是 fully mindfulness
对。
And then 当那个心经来的时候，整个人是一个awareness， and 那个心经是在一起。像这个心经是 awareness 呢，还是这个心经是一个 mind？
不是，那个 awareness together with that vibration as one。那个 vibration 是从里面现出来的，有 nature 现出来的，就好像。你闻得到，你听得到 ，it just like there is a chanting going on， but that chanting is not from the vibration， the words， understand or not？ It's from that nature， understand or not？ That's what I told you last time in my notes， behind my brain here， the 阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛， it starts to arise， oh， then when it arrives， the awareness is just with it， no， and every word is so clear one, it's just an awareness. There's no one to chant on. So you are experiencing that, which is very good. So the vibration, the awareness as one, but it's not from the throat type of vibration come out. Other people cannot hear one. But you can perceive it. You can hear it. Understand not?
That's like,
that perception is without the knowing, the pure awareness. Understand not? But it know how to chant, or it chant by itself, or it come out by itself. This is because in the past you had done that a lot, but you cannot connect because of the karmic obstruction. So now that you did the bowing, you ask for forgiveness. That one connect you back. Then that mantra came at the right time. You are meant to be. That trip you're not supposed to go, but finally you make that decision to go. Only five of you went. Very good, sadhu.
But 这个为什么这个心情一直会 on and off, 一直会自动的？
Because it's already intelligent, your nature knows. That's why trust, the fourth support, means you don't use your thought. The thought is not involved. That's why you cannot understand. That's why you will ask, the thought will ask. Why the xing qing come and go on its own one? When to arrive, when to cease? Because it's intelligent. It's just like later on as you meditate, as you understand, then your body all of a sudden like make you feel that you're very sleepy, you need to rest on. Actually that time the nature want to meditate already. So you just silent and go and rest. Then sometimes I just silent, I just rest. Because there is something happening. Like just now I lie down for a while. I rested. Because there is something happening. Then you know meant to be. There are causes and conditions for it to arrive. Then it will arrive. That's why don't resist anything. When the sign comes, you will understand this more and more as you cultivate. So all this sign is very beautiful. Then you will know what it is. Then when you lie down and silent, because now you know what that city is, you know what that nature is, you silent. The moment you silent and rest, you become very beautiful internally. Then later on externally, you become very beautiful. Sadhu, very good.
Then 我回去我的 mind 就我当我在 contemplate 了过后，这个 thought 它就很 active 了，就一直在讲话。
对，
然后我就看到就讲，我就问我那个 thought 就讲，要不要明天要不要做 sharing？ And then 聊到自己又 another thought 讲不要了 ，because 因为 Thursday 是讲 English 的，我是Chinese educator， 然后就不要去 share， 一直那个 thought 一直一个的一直来一直讲话，然后后来我又在讲。If 我要 share， 我回我的会去 Tuesday class share， 因为我跟 Tuesday class 比较
有缘，
所以我就一直这样子，一直juggling 这样子过来过去。
对。
那 after 我又回 silent 的时候，我就在看
你就了解了你就了解了。
我就看，哎，
呀，那
个
是
一个，对，一个，连我看到
是
一个我的 ego 来的，我的
ego
来的
，sankara，
对 ，ego 一直在 juggling。
Even the wanting to share。You understand it's a craving from the inside, subtle one, because this is so beautiful. To normal human being, it's obviously something very wholesome and very good, because this is something you recently, after you connect back, you experience. And you know it's very beneficial for other cultivators, Kayanamita and living beings. So that's why the intention, the pure intention to share is there. But because you recently only connect and you haven't understood this thing yet. You have the understanding already, but it's not stable. So you don't know how it works and you don't really have the full understanding. So that thought will come in again. But later on you will understand. The one that from that nature that understand through that wisdom that want to share, there is no more like the thought. Share in Thursday class or Tuesday class or all this no more. You know why? Because you understand everything is dependent on the condition there and then. As a condition arising, cause of no condition, nothing happened. Got condition, things were just manifest. Tuesday class, it just happened. Understand?
Very good. 后来我就看到这整个的 process 是一个 thought 来的。然后我又在看到，我去分 Tuesday and Thursday 是一个分
别性。
然后这个，然后。我一直看到很像是你我相，
对，你我相
我就昨晚这样，然后今天早上我就去跟珀莱
share，
我就在share，然后after that 我又 realize that 这整个 process 是一个 delusion 来的，是一个 avijja 来的，
对，
and then because of avijja， 我们的 thought 一直
对。
one after another one after another one，
that's the Mandarin Mahayana 起心动念，
所
以你一起心。动念，念头是什么？念头 is thought, sankara, and sankara anicca, because it come and go. And sankara is without the atta, anasana. It's just a thought, anasana. And thought come and go. Thought is suffering if you hold cling and grasp, if you give meaning. So because it's impermanent, it come and go. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity where you can hold on to and cling on to and say, this is me, this is I. And then your understanding will be very penetrative. Where this one comes from your awareness that saw all these things. It's no more like last time using your memory, your thought, your dhamma. Oh, this is avijja. This is impermanent. This is delusion. No more. It's totally different. Now it's from the awareness, the understanding came. Anasana. Like you use the word, yeah? Click. You use the word click. Other people say, aha, they suddenly awaken. So then somebody like, ting, they understand. All of a sudden, they just awaken. Yeah. Very good.
So, 我就看到了这整个 process, 我就 understand 你每次讲, 这个 wrong view,
对,
and then 我们去 action, 这个我们就在 suffering里面,
how it condition you to act and think this way, and manifest this way. Sadhu, very good, very good. That's why you will understand the teaching and the Dhamma very clearly. And very fast you will understand my notes. Because those teaching, those Dhamma, they will share from that silent mind that go through the process. So before you cultivate, before you develop the mindfulness, the silent mind, the understanding cannot come. That's why, like you said last time, you read my dependent origination rule 6 times, yet he cannot understand. But now, after what happened, you go back and read. No need like before. You straight away you read. The understanding is so different. And there is a lot of joy, like what happened to you at this Ajaya Anand's monastery, that they had a retreat recently. They just came back. A 9-day retreat, huh? So what happened was, at night you spend about 1 hour reading my notes. And on the 8th day, yeah, all of a sudden, the understanding is there, everything is there. But last time you read and read and read, it couldn't go in. There is some, what they call, theory, Dhamma understanding, but not the penetrative, deep understanding of the true teaching. So without that sati, without that silent mind, without that understanding that you went through, the true Dhamma cannot be understood. It's like swimming, I give the example. As long as you still need the float to assist you to swim, you will never understand what is real swimming. It's only when you don't need anything and yet you know how to swim, that is the real one. So sati is the same. When you don't need the object of meditation, when you don't need any method or technique to anchor your mind, to hold your mind, that is the real anapanasati, or that is the real mindfulness. It will arise on its own. Then when the mind is in sati, it don't need anything. That's why in the 6th Patriarch Sutta, Platform Sutta, Liu Zhu Hui Neng, he said the mind must have no dwelling. The moment he heard that, he became enlightened. From the Diamond Sutta, because his mind was already without the mundane mind. His mind was without any dwelling. It's just pure spacious awareness. He's just aware. It does not reside anywhere. So the mind that is already in sati is like that. It don't need anything to hold or anchor to make you silent, to make you aware. Your awareness is just a state which is originally there all the time. Without thought, you are automatically aware. So that part is very, very important for understanding. So what you went through is very unique because you connect very fast after you break that karmic obstruction. Your karmic obstruction, like I explained, is actually very minor. But because the way it happened, even though it's minor, but it manifests to be a real obstruction because that way which you went through last time actually obstruct you. And when you use that way to teach and share with other people, you create karmic obstruction of those who follow that. And because of that, when it comes this life, you will go and learn that type of meditation, then you will get yourself obstructed again. So that's why no matter how hard you actually determine, you cannot penetrate. That's why I always give you all the advice, and luckily you did it 6 months ago, which was, I remember, after Cameron Island retreat, March, about 6 months now. He starts to follow the advice. He asks for forgiveness from all those people, whomsoever, from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of his has caused any karmic obstruction, karmic negativity, suffering, misery, or misled. Sincerely ask for forgiveness. Once that one is been done sincerely, then that karmic obstruction somehow will start to slowly, slowly weaken, and finally dissolve. But when it weakens, there is possibility of understanding. Then that time, whatever condition that arise, you can connect. Then after that, because you have an open mind, then you really give yourself a try. Then you really determine, because you have been very sincere all the while, very determined. So all these are actually very positive, what they call parami, that actually can move you. But because of one very, very sincere but obstruction, that one block, and that one can be so severe. That's why you told us on the Tuesday class, after the class, for 14 years you have been meditating so hard, so determined, yet you cannot penetrate. It's because of that karmic obstruction. Then, like you mentioned earlier on, because you compare with Polai, why Polai just so new came, very fast she connect, and she can understand so many things, and they are good friends. But for his case, I told him, you don't worry, I said, your time will come, because when the condition is not there, you cannot hurry on. Then he always say, why I so child? I got nothing on, I cannot. I say, it's not like that one. When the condition come, things can just happen. Yeah, I have seen many people. You must maintain the faith, the sadha, then the virya. Then when you have the sadha and virya, you determine sincerely. If there is no coming obstruction, you move very fast. But if you realize that you are so sincere, so dedicated, and full of faith, yet you cannot move, means something is stopping you. And nature's law is very simple, very easy to understand. But the Buddha said very clearly, under right view, the five daily contemplation. Remember? The fifth one. What is it? What is the fifth daily contemplation? Karma. We are all, is it? Each and every one of us. Born of our karma, head of our karma, conditions of our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So because of that, what happened? Whatever happened, got a lot to do with karma. That's all. So we choose to take care of karma. So to take care of karma is, first thing, you have to repent. If you don't repent, you don't ask for forgiveness, that karmic obstruction can be very severe. In Mandarin, the meaning will be much, much more profound. It will stand up. They call it ye zhang, zhang ai, obstruction. Although we use the English word karmic obstruction, but you cannot understand. You think like something obstruct you. But it's actually ye zhang, zhang ai. Really, really block you. So you need to break that. So that's why you need to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. And even you look at other religion, especially Islam, they also stress on that in the holy month of Ramadan or Posa time. They always seek forgiveness. Ampun. So asking for forgiveness is something that can actually help you overcome your past coming obstruction. It cannot free you. It can only free you with wisdom. Without wisdom, the karmic thing you cannot overcome. It will afflict all living beings. Wherever there is condition, it will afflict. Then the karmic obstruction will block you. No matter how diligent you are, how much faith you have, you cannot pass through, means you cannot pass through. Not until the obstruction is been taken down or watered down or softened. It cannot go through. So this part I think it's very important for cultivator to understand. Don't be so egoic. You think cannot be lah. I so sincere. I Buddhist, no. I keep my precept. I very got karmic obstruction. You never knew. We are for aeons and aeons of birth and death. Even Sakyamuni, when he was a bodhisattva, he also created a lot of negative, very severe karma. That's why he also had to pay back when the condition arrived. Remember the Jinja incident? Why Jinja blamed him and abused him when he was a sambuddha? Say the Buddha make her pregnant and all those things. Because there was one life, he didn't know. As a bodhisattva, he was still a normal human being cultivating. He met a Pachika Buddha. No? He didn't even know that that was a Pachika Buddha. No? That Pachika Buddha is a very, I think, very ordinary person. Maybe a lay person also, you are not wrong. He scolded that Pachika Buddha. He abused the Pachika Buddha. That's why the coming is, when you become either a Samasa Buddha or Pachika Buddha, when there is condition, he will get it back. Understand? So that is what coming is all about. Then there was one incident also. I think you remember the last meal he took before he became sick, very sick. Then he knew he's going to die. Somebody offered him what? Horse food or don't know what. And he knew if he eat, he's going to get into that trouble. But he knew it's coming. But there was one life. He was a kid, no, that time. Very young, no, according to the sutta. You know what he did, no? The Pachika Buddha, another one, Pindapa, he can put sand into the butt, no. And that was the thing, that condition. That. So because of that, you don't try to think that cannot be like Buddhist, my precept very good or not. Especially those who say, I keep 8 precepts or 10 precepts. No need to ask for forgiveness. Like, I won't do this thing. Or not. You think like that, means your ego is very, very, still very, very egoic inside there. Asking for forgiveness is something that every being has to do because we never knew what happened in the past. Through delusion, we do a lot of funny things. So you can. 3 things, remember. 3 things. First thing is, ask for forgiveness to break the karmic obstruction. Then determine not to repeat all these things. Then after that, the second thing is, determine to follow the advice of the Buddha. Cultivate. Avoid all evil. Do good. Purify the mind. Means, you take refuge. You do your puja. Develop the faith, sadhā, virya, then keep your precept. Then chant the salutation. Take refuge to create affinity with triple gem. Then after that, cultivate. When you cultivate, you develop a lot of wholesomeness, merits and blessings, the 10 meritorious action, everything. You listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you rejoice, then you pay respect to Lord Buddha, the triple gem. Then you also meditate. Then you keep your precept. So dana, sila, bhavana you do. Reverential salutation you do. You listen to Dhamma. You straighten your view. You rejoice. You transfer merit. You share merit. You provide service. You help out. These are all the 10 meritorious actions. And your blessings together with these merits is what you have cultivated and accumulated. And these are your wealth. Anasana. Make use of it. The third step is to make aspiration with this. By the power of this wholesomeness, these merits and these blessings, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of yours. Whatever you want to do, you make aspiration. To always avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise and the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. Then you can even modify it. Then you can use this wholesomeness to manifest a lot of whatever pure wish or beautiful condition for you to arise in the future. So that when you come and you arise, this understanding will be with you. This Four Noble Truths will be understood clearly. then you will be able to have the causes and conditions to always meet up with the wise, the enlightened one, so that Nibbana can be realized sooner possible. So all these are important understanding for cultivation. Then after that, it's just your hard work, understand? Your faith, sadha, virya, sati, followed by diligence. So if you are very sincere, if your faith is very strong, if you are very, very true to yourself, that diligence will bring forth the way. Where you are sincere, you really want to develop this understanding to liberate your mind, to free, so that you can be a blessing to all. Oh, we exceeded the time, sorry. Okay, we start our puja first. We were having a little bit of sharing just now. Maybe I just finish the translation for the first part, for the benefit of those who are maybe not so familiar with Brother Song. Brother Song, Mandarin educated. So he used to come to my Tuesday class. Then recently he also joined the Thursday class. So recently they went to Thailand for a 9 to 10 days retreat. I think 5 of them. Where is Adrian? She not here. Oh, then the other one, Hui Ling, not here. So, oh, they went together, 5 of them, together with Yun Chan and Chui. Chui now is in China. Otherwise, she also got quite a bit of things to share. So what happened was, I explained earlier on, he decided to do those 3 advice that I mentioned about 6 months ago. Then there were conditions because of our Anandagiri trip. We supposed to go there and enshrine the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva statue together with Maitreya and Sakyamuni. Then the consecration, everything. So we were told by Ajahn Ajahn to learn the Heart Sutta. The Heart Sutta. So he Mandarin educated, he only know the Mandarin version as well. So actually the Sanskrit version is this line he never learned actually. He don't understand one. But the funny thing is, 3 weeks before the trip, when he went to Joy's house to do the chanting, he felt very peaceful and very calm when he chanted the Heart Sutta. That was the Mandarin version. Then he went back to office, discussed with the colleague, polite, and tell her something happened. He doesn't know what, but he feel very peaceful, very calm. That is the sign, actually, the affinity with Kuan Yin. Then what happened was, 3 weeks later, he went for the retreat. At the retreat, very surprisingly, although it's a Theravada monastery in Thailand, they own this Heart Sutta chanting table, the Sanskrit version one. So on the second day when he heard this Heart Sutta chanting, all of a sudden the heart starts to connect. Then he only know the Mandarin version one, but suddenly the Sanskrit one, after one round, it like the heart know how to chant, can follow the thing very well and very closely. Then all of a sudden he received this ability to be very sensitive. The mind suddenly like transformed, very mindful, have a lot of clarity because of the awareness of that chanting. And this chanting like follow him throughout that period. Then he starts to have faith. And she remembered there is a place on the hilltop where there is this Kuan Yin statue in there. So as he went up there, he saw the thing. In Mandarin, he saw the Kuan Yin statue, 很庄严, means very magnificent, very amazing, very magnificent. So he has a lot of faith. That one strengthened the sadha, the virya. And he keep on grazing at the Kuan Yin statue, then this chanting there. Then all of a sudden, you know what happened? When it connect, suddenly you can feel the breathing. Every breath, like very clear, full of clarity, and very subtle, and you can feel the whole vibration of his entire being, every part of it. That is the reality. And when it comes, he himself also doesn't know what it is. But he knew, because like the Buddha said, the Dhamma is pachetang anatta. When you realize that silent mind, that that pure sati, or the true silent mind, the true sati, that form and mind will understand one. Because that thing is very different from the normal thought base. And then he realized nothing to do with the thought one. Then that thing continued for quite a while. Then he started to do the bowing. Then when he did the bowing, the mindfulness came so far. And like throughout the day, the awareness is with him. The mantra, the chanting, the heart sutta is there. Then later on he come down. When he went to Acharya, when he saw Acharya, the same thing happened. Then later on he saw Acharya's portrait. Also the same thing happened. Means, the first one was Sakyamuni Buddha's image at the shrine. Then Acharya, then Acharya. See, all this because it connect already very fast, it manifests. Then he starts to have a lot of faith, confidence. Then he starts to understand many things. Because this thing, like the mindfulness, the sati, all things, he has never experienced before. Then after that, at night, he went and read my note. Now it's so different. Like the thing is so clear. Then all of a sudden, when he read the part on sati, then he realized what happened to him. Exactly like what I wrote. Awareness before the knowing. Nothing to do with the thought one. Nothing to do with the thought one. Yeah. Then initially the contemplation got a little bit of the thought also he know. Then later on the thought come and disturb the Sanghara. He also know, like just now he shared with us all this thing. And there was so much joy and gratitude in his heart. That's why this will arise. And these are the true meditative state. Then he said, last night he, again, evening I think, before the walk, evening walk, again the mantra came. He doesn't know Sanskrit, but now he understands, he knows how to chant. And that thing just came from inside. There is nobody chanting from outside, but from inside. Then what happened was, when it came, this mantra is so different. Then he started to go and walk, like jogging, jogging. So normally you jog, you think on it. But this one, no thinking on. As you jog, the mantra and the jogging are like one. Then the awareness is like the body and the mind as one, then the mantra and the thing also as one. That is the reality. Without thought, it's just aware. Then until later on, you say, this inside the chanting, we call it vibration. But there is no vibration. The chanting and the nature become one. And he know there is no one inside that one. No thought, no egoic mind, no center, nothing. Just that pure awareness, one with the whole thing. That's why he will understand from that time onward. He will understand the Dhamma very fast. Then later on, after he finished, he went and reflect and contemplate. Then he understand. Then the Sankara start to come out and like, want to share, whether Tuesday class or Thursday class, then he said, you must speak in Mandarin. Then he realized these are all Sankara. The real cultivation, when you do it correctly, when it transforms, the form and mind will know. That's why the Buddha said, the Dhamma is Pachetang. Just like what happened to Kelly. Where is Kelly? Tonight not here. Oh, you are here. And he's silent. When the silence came for her, it's different because her path is different, not so strong. When he first had the confidence, when he's silent, when he reported Wu Pingqing, her case was different. Because he suddenly can feel his own her own heartbeat. Then he can also feel that it was very gross, the vibration. Then after that, he can feel his own her own restlessness. Understand? The restlessness of mind, then the hindrance and all those things. She was fully aware. That was what she inherited through that ability to connect with the condition because she has a lot of faith. You remember the Thursday night? She heard the four support. When I mentioned the 24 hours, she was full of joy, remember? Who is full of joy is not from the thought, no. It's from the heart. The heart was full of joy. Means she cultivate before. Otherwise, it cannot happen. It's just like certain people go spiritual place with me. For no reason, the tears just flow. And it's not sad. But the rational brain cannot understand. It's because that nature that has that path has been looking for all these things. And when they hear about it, when they have affinity to come into contact with it, that joy from inside will manifest. Understand? Then sometimes it manifests in the form of tears of joy. That's why it will happen. So when she asked that question and reported what happened, I said, very good, Sadhu. I said, that's why I told her, I said, when the time comes, you will move because you have this. Then he determined to cultivate the daily mindfulness. That night I mentioned and explained, you listen to the recording, how to do when I was in the early days, 80s, when I cultivate the daily mindfulness. I told you all I have a family, I got 2 children, I was working, and yet I was doing it. So she determined to do. Then at the office, I think, she tried. She tried to silence. Then when she determined to be aware, that determination to be aware is very important. The awareness or in-awareness, understand? Is sati. Understand? When you are aware that you are no longer aware or mindful, that is sati itself. So attention or inattention is attention. At that moment, you're aware. So that's why you can connect to the silent mind. Then when the condition manifests, you will connect. Then the moment you connect, the past came back. But this time, he realized, that's why I always tell you all, when you meditate, you think you relax. You are not fully relaxed. That's how she came to know. When she detected the heartbeat, no need stethoscope, he realized it was very gross, like pounding. Wah, wah, wah. Then he saw the restlessness, he saw the mental state, everything. The beginning of meditation is when you are able to detect the silent mind that is aware of your own weaknesses, your own defilement, your fault. That is the true meditation. That is the beginning of real sati. Then she recalled the first support, remember? Relax. And you know what happened when she started to do that? The moment she starts to relax and silent and let things be, she don't try to meditate or do anything, just silent. He realized the heartbeat slowed down. Just like what Ng Bee went through at the Cameron Highland retreat. That's why at the Wu Ping Ching, when she reported, Ng Bee was smiling, I saw her smiling. Because she experienced that before. Then you will come to understand. That's why at the Cameron Highland retreat, she reported, she has a lot of confidence when she suddenly become aware of this heartbeat and it starts to slow down. That gave her the faith and the confidence. And like Kylie's case, the things become so subtle. Then finally, it becomes the silent mind. That's why after that, she can understand a lot of things. Then she went back, you see, when she read my notes, actually it was like a gem, you see. All the beautiful Dhamma over there. But before you experience that silent mind, before you develop the ability to be aware, you can never understand. Because that one is not through a knowledge. Understand? Not through a thought. That one is through that nature, that experience, that silence, that is aware of everything that is going on. So this is something that will help you, give you confidence. Because I don't know Kelly actually, from Klang. Song also quite new to my class. Although earlier days he used to come off and on, then recently very consistent. So these are the things that if there is condition to share, it will be for the benefit of all. Then if you can develop the faith, that's why the spiritual faculty is very important. Sada, virya, then you pay respect mindfully, then you diligently cultivate. Then the 3 things, remember, need to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness to clear the obstruction, then determine to cultivate, then invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions to actually realize the truth. So this is what essentially is needed, then I tell you, every one of you can actually connect back, progress. Yeah. You have your past, otherwise you cannot be here listening to my sharing, I tell you. You cannot be born during the sasana, with all the conditions in place. So have faith. Don't always go and think like a negative person. I cannot, I'm very slow. Everybody, it's like recently, last 3-4 weeks, you see all the sharing and the recording, like so many kayanamita moving. But they are, most of them like you, before, they also don't believe, like Song. After Tuesday class, he used to tell us, he said, "Hey, brother, why I like that? So chow, nothing happened. After so many years meditating and cultivating." I say, "You don't worry, your time will come. Condition, when it manifests, you never know. It can happen very fast." Like his case is one of the very rare classic one. So I hope it can give you faith and confidence. Okay, now we start off puja. So compose your mind, develop the sadha virya, then we pay respect mindfully. Those who are from the back, the poster is there. You can pay respect there. Those in front, if you want to pay respect here, you can. Then we will start our puja. So it takes about almost 23 minutes of our time. Okay, we pay respect Lord Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Keep your respect mindfully to Lord Buddha. Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So tonight, we already spent about 20 over minutes doing that sharing. So now we have to meditate straight away. So I won't give you instructions, because everybody has been here before. Just relax body and mind, silent, then meditate. For those who need to train the mind, train. For those who already trained, you just relax, aware, silent, then through that silence, you will understand many things. The ability to feel the silence of the mind is very important, because when you develop this meditation, you will come to understand one thing. You are hardly silent. You think a lot. Inside there, chatter a lot. That thinking mind is like non-stop inside there. Keep arising thought. You try, you don't believe me, just silent. Then see what happens. Then can you perceive the silence of the mind? Initially it's the silence of the mind. Then later on, you experience the silence between thought, space between thought. You try your best. For those who already train their mind, when your anapanasati or breathing become very subtle, then you just silent. Then you see what happens. Initially not easy, the thought will come in, disturb you, interfere. The mental chattering. It's okay, like that is just nice. With that light on, it's very nice. No need to do anything else. It's okay. Okay, so there. With one light, it's just nice. Not too bright. Not too dark, though. Okay, you can start your meditation. Commence your meditation. Then I will ring the bell after about maybe 20 minutes. Always remember the four supporters. Whatever you do, as you start to develop anapanasati or anything, even my sweeping method, you have to relax into every stage of your meditation. Initially, body and mind relax completely, silent. Then after that, as you train your mind, as you develop the meditation, whatever condition that arise, mental states, emotion, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or whatever state of meditation, the key support is to relax into it and maintain awareness, just silent, allow the awareness to be. Then learn to relax into everything and just silent. Even mind sweeping method, you feel relaxed, you don't think anymore. So the whole of meditation is about relaxation and just maintaining awareness. Allow the thought to arise and pass away on its own. After a while, the thought, they will settle down, because it's just like energy. Due to your attachment, clinging, craving, thought is respond to memory, it will keep on arising. But after a while, this energy will cease by itself. It's just like the very flowering of thought is the very ending of that thought. So you just allow it to be. Maintain awareness and silence. Just let the thought be. As long as you don't try to fight, control, or suppress, or react, this thought will slowly, slowly slow down, dissipate, then finally become still, quiet. Then you will return to your true mind. When you return to your true mind, before it's silent, you will have that sensitivity to be aware of so many things. The first thing that comes to you is the ticking of the clock is very loud. The moment you are silent, it's very loud. Then after that, you continue to be silent. And you will understand what is going on within your own form and mind, within your sense basis. Okay, I'll let you meditate on your own. For those who want to continue with your meditation, you can continue. For those who are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness, especially the silent mind. The mind that is trained is aware, heedful, relaxed, and silent within. Just aware. That is the trained state, the meditative state that you need to arise and stabilize it so that you can carry this state of mind into your daily life to cultivate daily mindfulness. Sati sampajana. Initially is sati on the four posture, standing, walking, lying down, or whatever you do, sitting. The four postures are a daily posture that you will always be in, especially sitting while you are in the office. You can be sitting on a chair, or sitting in a couch, or sitting in a public transport, in your car, or whatever. Then you need to come down, move. You need to walk from places to places. Then you need to turn, bend, stretch, and later on when you rest, you need to lie down. So standing, walking, sitting, and lying down, these are the four postures. If you can maintain awareness of this initially, it's already very good. Then from there, you extend the mindfulness to connect all the activity that goes on between these four postures. That's why sati sampajana is mindfulness with clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment, even while answering nature's call, while eating, chewing, standing, looking forward, bending, stretching, turning, putting on your whatever clothing, or doing your daily chores. Even as a housewife, you can maintain mindfulness. Washing clothes, ironing, mopping, even sweeping, cooking, drying clothes, bringing them back, look after your garden, housekeeping, everything you can maintain mindfulness, awareness. Just silence your mind and just do. Then if you are a career person in your office, maintain mindfulness of all activity that's going on. How you actually come down from your car, how you lock your door, how you bring your ignition off, turn, move. There's awareness. When you start to develop daily mindfulness awareness, actually you slow down your thinking. Slow down your thinking, not your movement. Your movement, the same. All action activity, normal pace. But you slow down your thinking, because the moment you are mindful, you don't think. When body and mind is aware, like I say, turning off your ignition system means you aware of your hand going there, holding, turning, pull out. The whole thing is your awareness. Then how that key go to your hand and how you move down. Then how you go and open the door. All of the action and movement, how you push and how you come out, how you arise from the sitting posture to the standing, and how you turn and how you close. All with awareness. This daily mindfulness is very different from what you normally do. You don't even know how you went up to your office, I can tell you. Most of you are not aware. Mindfulness is so much of this clarity and activity. But you can do it at the normal pace of life. You don't have to slow everything down. That one is not natural. That one is actually still thought-based. The thought trying to be mindful. The thought trying to be aware means another thought trying to be aware of what that action is. It's not from the mindfulness, the real silent mind aware. The silent mind, no thought one. Body and mind is one. That's like kaya anupanasati. The breath and the awareness as one. Breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. Walking, movement, body and mind as one. Standing, attention, body and mind as one. Looking forward, aware, attention. That's it, without thought, silent. Then, of course, you need to perceive, to live life. You need to arise your thoughts sometime, but be aware of all this. So when there is clarity and awareness, daily mindfulness can be done with ease, with clarity and understanding. And the real meditation is daily mindfulness with the trained mind that is already in sati. That's why if you don't have sati, you are as if dead, the Buddha said. The heedless are as if dead. Because without sati, you cannot be heedful. To be heedful, like I explained, there is two parts involved. To be heedful, you must train your mind to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. These two combined become Appamatta, heedfulness. Okay? So training the mind to be aware in the form of meditation is just the beginning. Then when you have trained, don't allow it to slip off. Try to maintain that trained mind for as long as you can and bring it into daily life, to live life, to develop that daily mindfulness. That is the real meditation. If you cannot do that, means what? You don't understand what is meditation. Means you come here, you're not focused, you don't understand what is meditation, so your purpose is what? You try to bring about peace and calmness. You meditate for peace and calmness. You want to have stillness, silence. You want to have that piti, sukha, everything. These are byproducts of meditation. It will come. But meditation is not about peace and calmness alone. Peace and calmness that is conditioned in a form of meditation is of not much use. It can make you calm, peaceful, and you will recuperate. You feel good, like you had a very good meditation. But as long as you don't use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, to develop wisdom, to understand what is going on within your own form and mind, to understand what this essential Dharma that the Buddha is talking about, the five aggregates of form and mind, you cannot see them. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, all of the manifestation of it, you cannot see them. Then you cannot cultivate the true Dharma. The five hindrances, the spiritual faculty, the seven factors of enlightenment. All of the essential Dhamma you cannot see using the silent mind in sati, you don't understand what is meditation. So your meditation is to actually develop the calmness, the peace, or the concentration, the energy, and you feel that you had a good meditation. Then after that you come out, you lost everything. You go back to your heedless way of living life again. So I ask you one simple question. How long can you meditate in the form of meditation? Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours. Those who are good, 3-4 hours. Most of your time is gone. Then you come out into daily life, you're heedless again. To me, you're wasting time. And I said, the real meditation is when you are in the midst of life activity, you can maintain that mindfulness, the heedfulness, that meditative state. Then only you can transform. Then only there is a possibility of understanding the essential Dhamma, the real meditation. Understand? Can follow? I hope by now it's clear to most of you all. Otherwise, it's really a pity because you meditate without understanding. That's why I say understanding is very important. I forgot to share with you what Song shared. Now, the condition come about. When he was in Thailand, on the 8th day before the last 2 days, all of a sudden, the awakening just come, the understanding just come from the heart inside there, without the thought. All of a sudden, that nature inside just become very clear. Understanding is so important. Wisdom is so important. And this is the one that free the mind, liberate the mind. Not all the funny meditation. He used the word, suddenly the heart click, and the sound, click. He used the word click. But different people experience it differently. Actually, there is no sound, no click, and all that. But he used the analogy to let you know that inside is just awakened. Nothing to do with the thought. No memory, nothing. Nobody tell him. The nature understand. It's an understanding. It awakens. Then later on, the last day before he went back, again it clicked. This time it's sadha, the faith, very important. Then after that, he has a lot of joy. Then he has a lot of gratitude. You go and listen to the Tuesday sharing, the last Tuesday, which I sent through the Kayam Nita website. If you are not registered in the Kayam Nita website, then you can ask Brother Suyan for the link. You only need to send an email there. Then they will actually subscribe you, or not subscribe, register you. No need to pay money. Then you will receive all the email that we send out. You will write it down, the link. You only need to send your email to this link. Then it will register you. So we should thank Suyan for that, what they call convenience. Where he electrical engineer, my classmate, uni mate in MU. He very good at this type of thing. So all our website, MU website he set up, and your WhatsApp, all also, he is the main person. So we should thank him. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So you listen, it will benefit you. If you can have faith, sadhā, virya, then you listen attentively with that faith, it will go in. Of course, you need to ask for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness to break any karmic obstruction if it's there. Then have an open mind. Then determine not to repeat all those negativity. Means determine to cultivate the advice of the Buddha. All evil to be avoided. Whatever wholesomeness can do. Then purify your mind through meditation, cultivating the four foundations of mindfulness leading to the Noble Eightfold Path. So this will pave the way for the full understanding of the teaching and the meditation as taught by Lord Buddha. Then you will progress very fast. As long as you have faith, sadhā, virya, and you're very sincere. The last one you need is diligence. Diligently cultivate. Remember when you meditate the four support. Then don't try to know. Asana. Don't try to know anything. Just cultivate like he do the bowing until the sati come. Just silence your mind until it detect. It understand everything by itself. No thought involved. No doing. The doing is by the thought. The thought is trying to become the meditator. And the meditator that meditate using the thought make you actively in thought, lost in thought. You are actually creating thought without you realizing it. But you try to develop the training of the mind to be silent, to be aware without thought. There's an awareness is, sati, mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. What is knowing? Knowing is perception, thinking. Activity of mind, asana, sankhara. That's why all of the aggregates of mind, they are the five aggregates of form and mind. And they are not your true mind. They are the conditioned arising mind. They are thought. They are egoic. And this one, cloud your mind, cloud your nature. That's why you cannot be aware. When you cannot be aware, you cannot see truth, you cannot see reality, you cannot see things as they are. That's why next week, I'm going to give you another sharing in Klang. The title is, you all choose one. What is reality? Okay? You come and listen. It will help you a lot. What is reality? And I also don't know why you all choose this title. Maybe that day I have to ask. What is it that you want to know? Whether you really understand what your title that you have chosen is or not. Then recently, funny, Brother Gan wrote to me, asked for another 2 days, 3rd of October and 28 November, if I'm not wrong. Two more sessions. Actually, October, November, I told him I already very busy. But he very smart, no? He avoid the busy period, no? He choose beginning of October, you know, I still free. Then he choose end of November. By then, I should be free. So that 2 days was, they say, ngam ngam, I can do this. So I say, okay lah. I agree to come. The funny title he choose, first one is emptiness. Then later he put a stroke there, whiteness. Then the last one is knowing and seeing, or seeing and knowing. This type of title also got. So I wrote back, I said, I don't mind the title, but can you please tell me what you want to know? Because this title is so abstract. Different people understand it differently. And if I don't understand what your focus is or what you want to know, when I speak, you will be very disappointed because it's based on my understanding and totally different thing come out. But luckily he replied to me, he very good. He said, the first one about emptiness is, Bratio, there has been a lot of confusion going on, is it? Tirada tish oni anatta, understand? And impermanence, suffering, the three characteristics related to five aggregate of form and mind. But Mahayana, everything also empty, is it? Emptiness, is it? Very confusing. From something become nothing. Nothing becomes something. Then you read Hasutta, you become more confused. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Wow, what is that? And form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. You use your logic. What is going on? Form is so solid. How can form be empty? Empty means nothing. Kang. But they forgot now. In your Theravada text, you got this Pali word, sunyata. You heard of this word? What is sunyata? Yeah? Some translate as whiteness, some translate as emptiness. That means the teaching God. But it's not commonly taught because people don't understand. And they cannot teach you something that they don't understand. And when you start to talk about emptiness, it's like very boring. Everything also kong. Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. Everything kong, then what is there to learn? But the beauty is, zhen kong miao you. True emptiness, when you understand, is wonderful existence. Oh, that is the very penetrative teaching of Heart Sutta. That's why Heart Sutta is about emptiness. Because in the Heart Sutta, he said, when Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, which was Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, was cultivating the Prajna Paramita Sutta. You know what is Prajna? Prajna is wisdom in Sanskrit. Panya in Pali. Paramita is perfection. Perfection of wisdom. When she was doing that cultivation, she suddenly illuminated the five aggregate of form and mind, which is your Namarupa. Five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects. And realized that they were all empty. And from there, she just transformed, become enlightened, crossed the other shore, free from all suffering. So easy, huh? Then why cultivate so hard? Then why go and seek, go retreat, meditate like anything? Read the Heart Sutta. Next moment you awaken. You use your torchlight, illuminate the five aggregates, see whether you saw the emptiness or not. This one is from the nature she saw. The nature see. That's why you're seeing and knowing. It's actually not seeing and knowing. Seeing and understanding. The true word. Nothing to know. All of knowing is knowledge. But when you understand, it's a wisdom. Wisdom, understanding is not rigid. Understanding is you understand the nature's law, the Dhamma behind. That explain all this and govern all this. You understand truth as it is. Yeah. It's not a knowledge that is rigid. Yeah. So, hopefully, I think it looks like those are the conditions for Dhamma to arise. And funny, you know, they used to tell me, every time I go to Klang and give talk, I like speak differently. But you know, that place I like, you know why? There's a beautiful Kuan Yin at the side, you realize or not? And that Kuan Yin is very, very beautiful. Yeah, I got a lot of affinity. That's why brother can realize. I every time go there and pay respect first. Because I have a lot of affinity, Kuan Yin. And the teachings are very beautiful. So if you don't understand Mahayana, have an open mind. Just don't be too quick to jump to conclusion or criticize without understanding. For your own good. Please restrain, refrain. Actually, that topic, the second one, I don't know whether it's seeing and knowing or knowing and seeing. It came from the book, according to Brother Gunn. I think written by Pa'au Saido. He gave a retreat in Taiwan, I was told, many weeks, I think. Then they compile all his retreat sharing. Then they edit it. They did a lot of things. Then they come out with that book. So actually the title came from this sutta that the Buddha spoke. Sabba Asavak Sutta. I just flicked through that thing. Then I realized he quoted from that word. That sutta. Sabba Asavak Sutta. You know what is Asavak or not? Yeah? Asavak. Anusaya? Ing bi or no? What is anusaya? Latent tendency. What is asava? Yeah, but very powerful anusaya. Understand not? Asava are the very powerful anusaya. Understand not? Anusaya is latent tendency. Means that tendency is inside you. No condition, it don't come out. Understand not? Asava are the one. Where got condition or no condition? Keep on wanting to come out. Understand not? That's why the Buddha say Sabba Asava Sutta. Sabba is what? All of your asava, you can destroy it through that sutta. And the sutta say the true enlightened one who can destroy all asava are the one that can see and understand. Means every moment of sense experience, there is yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience. And the Buddha teach 7 type of cultivation. To overcome asava. All asava. So that title actually came from there. But actually the real meaning, you have to explain it, is different. Seeing refer to direct seeing. Direct seeing is with the silent mind. With the wisdom behind. When you have direct seeing, you will see things as they are and you will understand very clearly. That's why panya will arise, wisdom will arise. Because you are not seeing from a conditioned mind. You are not seeing with your views and your opinion and your knowledge of Dhamma. Understand? The direct seeing means you see things as they are, like the Buddha said. In the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness, just the awareness. The pure consciousness. There is no one to see. That is the direct seeing. Without the atta, without the center, without the ego. Just aware. Then the moment you see, in inverted comma, the direct seeing, jnana dasana, you awaken. That's why understanding come. It's not a knowing. A knowing is a thought. A perception. But maybe the English translation was not so precise. So that's why this title is very beautiful. So that 7 way through Sabba Asava Sutta is very, very beautiful. During the early day, 2005, I spoke that sutta before, long time ago. And I like that sutta because that sutta is very well written. It says there are 7 ways. to bring about wisdom, to actually break free from this asava, when you confront them. The last one is meditation. You free by development, means cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness to develop wisdom. Then there are many, many. When you see, there are some you have to restrain. There are some you have to endure. And there are many, seven of them. So this sutta is very meaningful. You can go back and read about it. It will help you a lot. Okay, tonight, we got how much time left? Oh, still 45 minutes, 44 minutes. Oh, good. Sorry, 48 minutes. 45, 48, yeah. So I can open up for Q&A, meditation reporting. Anybody wants to ask any question or report their meditation, make full use of the time. Because I promised you last Thursday, I will explain the four things that Joyce asked, and I think many of you may like to know, because this is to develop the understanding of the second turning of the Four Noble Truths, wisdom, Chintamaya Panya, through reflection, contemplation, and inquiry. Then after that, what is the meaning of understanding leading to realization? They are all connected. Okay, make full use of the Q&A. Anybody wants to report their meditation? Nobody? Or ask any question? Don't be shy. Where's the mic? Oh, the mic is here with Brother Song. So, just now Brother Song already shared. Anybody you want to share anything that they have sort of understood? As you share, it will help you to understand also, because as you try to express that Dhamma that you have realized or understood, you will start to stabilize it. That's why all this sharing is very useful. As long as you are sincere, always remember, because the two are very close. The thought, which is the egoic mind, when the thought want to share, you have to have the understanding that is from the ego. But if you are very sincere, it has nothing to do with the ego, because when there is condition, it's conducive, you will share. That's why I tell him just now, you will know that these are thoughts, sankhara, that's how he came to know. Then the wisdom part is, when you understand already, you no need to think one, no need to decide one, no need to like plan one. When that day come, if there is condition to share, you will know. You will just share. It is meant to be. When there is no condition, no need to do anything. Silent is the best. That's why sometimes the Buddha just maintain silence. He doesn't want to answer certain questions. But people who don't understand, they will say, very rude. So people ask you questions you don't want to answer. It's not that they don't want to answer, because no point. You are not ready. You cannot understand. So no amount of words or explanation can benefit you. It lead to what? Argument. You want to be right. If your intention is not sincere, you come with that type of question and you cannot understand, you keep on wanting to defend that point or put forward that argument, then no point, understand? We are not here to be right or to be wrong. We are here to share understanding so that whatever that is useful, appropriate, can help you to progress along the path of meditation or cultivation. Use it. And we should rejoice together. There's no right, no wrong. I respect you for what you are. You respect me for what you are. I respect your cultivation. Likewise, hopefully, you can also respect our cultivation. And then we work on common ground. Understand? Whatever we don't understand, we have an open mind. Whatever we understand, we rejoice. Then whatever we can learn and make use of, we make use of. That is what Kayanamitta Shiva is all about sincerity. Kayanamitta means Dhamma friend, friend of Dhamma, friend who walk the path of Dhamma. There is another type of Kayanamitta friend that is Dhamma friend that has the Dhamma. You can meet that one. Oh, you really will benefit a lot. So in Cantonese, they say you fatat already. So these are the people who are very sincere, and they are here to share, to motivate each other, counsel, support, and do whatever they can to discuss the Dhamma. And through this sharing, they straighten their views. Through this listening to the Dhamma sharing, you benefit a lot. Sharing can be both ways. So gift of truth is the highest gift. So if you can share that truth, it is going to be beautiful. Okay, any question? Or anybody want to report anything? Don't be shy. You know who shy or not? The thought, the egoic mind, not you. Your true nature is very sincere inside us. But that thought you want to say, paise lah, after Brother Teo comment, not so nice, ask stupid questions, some more kena. Please, any question is good question. There is no such thing as stupid question. When you're understanding like that, you ask that type of question. The only thing that I want you to have is sincerity. Means you're really sincere, you want to understand something. Then sometimes the question can be very sincere, very simple, but it brings forth great condition for Dhamma to flow so that you can develop the understanding. And you will come to understand the simple mind, they can progress very fast. The complicated one, the very conditioned one, very difficult. So you block yourself. You block yourself without knowing it. When you are simple, means what? You don't have to believe anything. Very simple. I don't understand means I don't understand. I'm very honest, sincere. Then, what you do? You investigate and find out. Oh, that is the best. But if you use your conditioning, your views and your opinion and what you have been told and your strong belief system, from there you listen, you say, no, not like that. What I heard different. The book say different. My teacher say different. I tell you, if you approach like that, you don't have a free mind. You don't have an open mind. You have your cup of tea full. Nothing can go in really. Where you compare with what? With what your brain, memory, the conditioning, your views and your opinion. That block. Especially when you are trained in certain tradition, certain method, certain technique, which were popularly believed to be the true one, the correct one. To me, it's very simple. Nothing to do with the method and the technique. The method and technique never define the meditation. 100 people do the same method, same technique, they do it differently. Because you understand the method differently. You don't know what is meditation. You interpret the instruction differently. What is a method? What is a technique? It's a series of instruction to train the mind to do something. Actually, to train the mind to be aware, to be heedful, to anchor it onto the object of meditation. Or this method and technique. So the object of meditation can be an object that you use to cultivate. Then you call that a method, or a technique that you use. Actually, it's just a skillful means to train the mind, nothing more than that. And that has got nothing to do with the meditation, asana. So why are you so protective of that method and technique? Because you think, when I don't do that method, that technique, I'm not doing vipassana. That greed through the delusion blocks you. Like last time, Brother Song told me, you asked him, he said, last time, so difficult to understand what Brother Teo said, you know, because he keep on noting until he got boring, until the mind react. Then the inner fear, you let him share and describe after, The inner fear is I don't do this, I'm not meditating, I'm not doing vipassana. Until it becomes a conflict inside. Understand? So he was trapped for so long inside there because of that. Because your conditioning is so strong. No? This is the method and the technique that has been so widely used. No? Internationally used some more. No? How can it be wrong? We are not talking about right and wrong. Understand? We are talking about understanding. If you do without understanding, then nothing can be right. Understand? If you do with understanding, any method, any technique will bring you back. Understand? Because when you understand, then you understand what the technique is for. It has got nothing to do with the meditation. Understand? Oh, then your mind is like very light. Understand? The burden is free. Oh yeah, it's to train my mind only. I can train anything. That's why Mahayana chanting also technique. Understand? Anapanasati also technique. Rising, falling also technique. Wow, then you're very happy. Understand? Then no need to argue. Understand? Then what is vipassana? Vipassana is inside meditation. Understand? We is the characteristics of nature. The three universal characteristics are impermanent, suffering state, and non-self. Pasana is to insight into these three characteristics. So any meditation or training of the mind that lead to this type of understanding and wisdom is called vipassana, understand? It's not monopolized by any method, technique, or meditation, understand? It's just a wisdom that awakens whatever training of mind that leads to that understanding, that penetrative wisdom, that is vipassana, understand? So don't be gullible, understand? So just understand. Through that understanding, your mind is free. Then you know what to do. Then you are very focused. Then you always remember the four support. Relax. If you are not relaxed, means what? The first support. Means you have attachment. You have craving. You have clinging. You have stress. Understand? That's why you are not relaxed. Body and mind not relaxed means you are holding on to something. A relaxed body and mind is free. Understand? That's why without relax, you cannot meditate. Your mind is not free. When your body is stressed, it is from the mental. The mental that attach and hold and got problem, first number through reality disturbing you, that's why you are not peaceful. And this one causes stress in your physical body. Your fear, worry, anxiety, your hindrance, all come from that mental stress. So your mind is not relaxed. Relax means what? Don't hold. Let things be. Just silent. Allow it to be. Then this mind will relax and recuperate. Without those fear, worry, anxiety, attachment, and clinging, the mind that is in the state of relaxed, silent, is very peaceful. And that is the mind, is the body conditional. It will condition your body to be peaceful. Where the mind is peaceful. Mind that is relaxed is very peaceful. The mind that has metta is very peaceful. There is a lot of joy. That's why you radiate metta. You do the mind sweeping method, the decondition, the heedless thinking, to free the mind, to relax into everything. That's why I say feel. Relax. No more thinking. Correct? Every part from the forehead down. When you do that, you start to relax your body and mind. When body is relaxed, you feel peaceful. Then your mind also follow where you don't think anymore. Understand? When you don't think anymore, that thought energy does not go in and make you fearful, worry. Understand? The attachment slowly loosen up. Then when you know how to relax your mind and allow things to be, then you start to realize that silent within. You start to fall back to your original state of mind, which is your true nature, your true mind, when you are a baby, understand? No thought. And then you realize there is peace, there is just awareness. There is just the stillness, the tranquility, without the thought, without the stirring. And that is the meditative mind. How come you lost it? Because you got too much worldly thing to do, you got too much problem to attend to. You got too much thing to worry about. Yeah, you know what you worry about? Your health. Yeah? Your health problem. Your money problem. your career problem, your relationship problem, your children's problem, then later grandchildren's problem, then all your wealth, your property, your reputation, your belief system. You worry about so many things. Even your property, you worry about it. That guy didn't pay rental. Then anything happened to your car, you worry again. Then any accident, your loved one, you worry again. So there are so much things that makes the living being miserable, unhappy. The first noble truth, reality. Reality of life exists. And each and every one of us has to confront them. If you don't develop this contemplative wisdom in the Buddha Dhamma early, when you confront them without wisdom, suffering will arise. That is the noble truth. So life is very simple. It's up to you. If you refuse to understand this, then you choose to wait for it to happen, then only become miserable, panic. That is your choice. But if you really can see the danger of all this, then just like the Buddha said, strive on with faithfulness. Develop this understanding before you confront them. Then when you confront them, there is no more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety, no more sorrow and lamentation. Don't have to be afflicted by it. You are at peace with everything that arises. Then you understand life. Then life becomes meaningful. Then you know how to live. Then every moment is so beautiful. Then you can actually live life to the fullest. Experience all of the wonders and beauties of life. And that is true living. That is true understanding. Then you have a lot of joy. Your mind state is so different. You are so heedful with a lot of clarity. As opposed to the heedless mind that has so much problem. So much fear, worry, anxiety, and the hindrance keep on arising. Okay, you got no more question? Any more question? After I explain, got any more question? Or you want to report anything? Yeah, let him be asked. Pass the mic, yeah. Yes.
It's not really a question, it's something I would like to share.
Very good.
It's
Sadhu.
Tuesday morning on my way to work.
Sadhu.
It's because I'm working in KL, so I'm on the other side of the highway facing KL,
Heading to KL.
Near the Kunchen High School.
Yes.
There's usually slow down.
A lot of traffic jam.
I was early on Tuesday because on Monday I was late.
I tried to start
the journey early. But when I reached that part, it's an extraordinary jam.
Good.
So
that is the real test.
So when I approach near to the spot of the cause of the jam, I saw a policeman and then about three figures there. One man was lying on the road.
Accident.
And then a motorbike was in front of him. A lady was putting some cloth on his forehead. Another man don't know doing what. I was driving past through. What I wanted to share is during I passing through, I can hear very clearly myself saying, "Ayo." I can hear
very good, very good, Sadhu.
After I hear the ayo, and then I can feel the heart.
Yeah, Sadhu.
Vibrating.
Correct. Yes.
It's very within the ayo and the immediately the heart vibrating.
Yeah, that is the stirring.
The heart vibrating.
The heart vibrate.
I can feel very clearly.
It is the mind that stirs. That's why with her sensitivity of mindfulness, yeah, she got that. That's why she can feel and she can be aware of this thought. And this is your habitual
tendency. I'm aware there's no thought, Radio.
Correct.
There's no thought. Just here, I can aware the vibrating of the heart. After that, I can feel the breath on the at the nose tip. And then I just continue driving without any thoughts. Usually, if there's an ambulance pass by or what, I...
Ayo and all those things.
Habitually, I radiate metta to whoever in the...
That is your conditioning.
Free from whatever harm or danger.
May they be well and happy.
This time,
you don't do that anymore.
I just proceed my journey to office. And without any
emotion.
Emotion.
Yes. or reaction to it.
Just
now you mentioned ayo, when you saw the thing, you hear very clearly ayo. Means there is some chattering inside, or the voice just come out.
The voice just come out.
Means it's not from the thought.
And then immediately
this nature arises a condition for you to understand what is going on. Because that nature will arise, like for Song's case, it's the chanting, understand? But for your case, because the condition is there for you to understand what Sankara is. So normally it's from the thought, understand? That complain or habitually react, are you pitiful and all those things. But this one is not a thought, it's from there. Then you immediately, because of your mindfulness, because you have already had the ability to be mindful through your training, you can feel your heart there, that vibration. Actually, it's the stirring from inside. That's why this is the emotion part, understand? Your heart is where the feeling body and the emotion is, understand? That's why this is where Sankara is, mental state, understand? This brain, you know what is this brain? This brain is memory, understand? Conditioning, views and opinion. This one create thought. Through this consciousness, you input the content of consciousness, understand? And the content of consciousness, it will move according to your views, understand? If your views and opinion is negative, wrong, with delusion, with sakayadity, then it will react accordingly. That's why it will stir, it will become emotional. Sometimes there is fear, sometimes there is anger, sometimes there is emotion, understand? So all this come from the heart. That's why the heart will feel. That's why when lightning strike, when there is fear, you check. Where does it originate? Always from the heart. And all feelings, sadness, emotion, all from the heart. That's why lady, they are more emotional. We are your DNA. Man is more rational. Not all. Most of them. So lady, because of your hormone. The hormone actually work both ways. You will come to realize, well, I heard from the heart doctor. Ladies, because of your hormone, before menopause, your artery actually never get blocked. You don't have cholesterol problem. I have seen my wife, they are almost 60 years ago, and do the blood test. Do the what they call the scan, CT scan, to check the artery block. All very low, less than 5% or 0. But men, all got very high, some 100%, 90%, so very serious. Why? Because we got no hormone. They got hormone. So that hormone, they come with a price. Because before pregnancy, every month, that menstrual cycle come, the hormone release. That's why they got to go through that menstrual. Actually, for some, it suffer a lot, understand? The menstrual pain and all those things. Then there are also, when it comes with birth, that 9 to 10 months that they carry. So these are the price they pay. But the advantage is very good. Then actually ladies progress faster because they are more emotional. They suffer more. When they suffer, they really suffer. But you don't go and irritate them. They chop you up into 16 pieces. Because when they are emotional, you don't play a fool. They can be more violent than the most violent male. So emotion, double-edged weapon. And I have a few of these kainamita who came to my class. Actually, they were very deep in depression and suffering and very emotional and very serious. Suicidal tendency very high. And yet, when they heard the Dhamma, they understand very fast. Because they've gone through all this suffering. Then they can relate to the First Noble Truth Reality very fast. Then the moment I explain the cause behind, then explain why you are so deluded and so, in a way, use the word stupid, to allow yourself to become so miserable. Then they suddenly awake and realize, my life, I got a choice. I can decide to be happier. Why I go and grasp and hold on to this and make myself so miserable? Means they don't know how to use thought. they use thought. They think and think and think until they are so depressed, so miserable, so unhappy. It means what? You are using thought in the wrong way. You think the wrong thought. That's why Noble Eightfold Path tell you to have the right view to arise the right thought. But you don't have right view. You got a lot of wrong view. That's why before you are enlightened, you use thought, you should die on that day. You have all the thought, 99.999% is all wrong thought. What are wrong thought? I always tell you, thought that, condition what? Fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Yes or no? Your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your insecurity. So all these are wrong thought. So if you use thought wrongly, and arise all this negativity of emotion, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and all this misery, you use thought to harm yourself, understand? To hurt yourself, to make yourself miserable, and yet you cannot see, understand? If thought is a tool for you to use to live life, to understand life, then you will not use it negatively to harm yourself and hurt yourself, correct or not? Correct or not? If thought is like a knife, that you use to help you to cut vegetables, cut fruits, and do things, carving and all those things. But instead, you're so gullible, you use that knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, harm others, and hurt others. Is that the right way to use that tool? It's completely crazy, right? Only a mad person would do that, isn't it? But the deluded mind is like that, no? Using that thought so negatively to hurt yourself, harm yourself, and hit out at others, getting angry and emotional, and developing all the fear, misery, sorrow, and lamentation to make yourself so miserable and to hit out at others, and yet you cannot see what you are doing. That is delusion. That is foolishness. That is stupidity. So now take back this message and go back and ask yourself, how do you live life? You don't know how to live, most of you, unless you have the Dhamma, I tell you. You live life completely the opposite of those who have the understanding. You suffer without understanding why you suffer. That's why all these lady who have this emotion, especially those who suffer kao kao, they awaken very fast. They listen to the first noble truth, second noble truth. They straight away have a lot of joy already. And they are many of these Kayanamita who turn around and now so beautiful. Not physically, Of course, physically also transform, but emotional understanding wise, the heart has transformed as a personality wise, character wise. And of course, when they transform, you see the radiance, you see the joy, you see the smile, you see the peace. And there was one Kayanamita who shared with us in the Tuesday class. You have a chance to listen to that very video. He said, last time so heedless, so depressed, so miserable, suicide tendency so many times. He has been in depression for so long, many, many years. Until one Dhamma friend brought them to my talk, Tuesday talk. She just listened. The first talk, she full of joy already. Then all of a sudden, within a few months, she started to change. Then now about 1.5 years, she is so different. You know what she reported recently? He said, "Brother Teo, how come like that one?" He said, "Now the mind is so different. So calm, so peaceful, so heedful, so aware. Until little or no thought, someone never mind. Can't even arise. Very nowadays, very difficult to arise even a single thought of negativity. Can become like that. And she is the one that is not serious about formal meditation. She only listen. But I can tell you, when she listens very attentively with the faith, Sadhaviriya. He is the one that chased Suyan for the recording one last time. Before the talk finished, he called Suyan. Hey, you send out. That's why now Suyan is very efficient. Thursday, you go back, before midnight, you receive it. That's how you should thank him. And he was true listening when she was traveling, when she was overseas, at home, office, listen, until she completely transformed. Then she gained so much confidence, she understood what went wrong. Then she just straightened her view, keep on straightening her view. then she just understand and change the way he think, change the way he live life. And through that understanding, he develops so much joy, so much happiness, so much understanding. Then later on, he became so serious about the practice and the cultivation. The precept cannot break already. So, just a miserable, deluded person 1.5 years ago, all of a sudden become like that. So he asked, how can it happen? During the Buddha's time, you heard of this, isn't it? Angulimala. Kill 999 human beings. And yet, next moment, arahant. Understand? You are too Buddhist one. You say, cannot lah. You break precept. No, you kill one already, break precept. No. How to be arahant? Hey? Angulimara. Arahant. After killing 999. How? They have their parami, as causes and conditions behind. But because of wrong view, it has to go through that. And somehow, that was the condition behind. And it can still happen. But the moment you understand, you change. You are a different form of mind. But the form of mind is not you. Every living being, you are connected to a karmic nature, a spiritual nature. Before you connect, the spiritual nature cannot come. Karmic nature conditions you. That's why you are born of your karma, head, your karma conditions, whatever. You are what you are because of your karma. Understand? And all those 999, I don't know. There is a possibility that they owe Angulimala their life. So they have to pay back because he's going to be arahant already. So otherwise, their debt cannot collect. So you have the condition, you happen to be born during that time around there. He take his revenge without him knowing, because it was based on a wrong view, a wrong advice that somebody gave. So those are the conditions behind. But without this condition, the Sama Sambuddha Sakyamuni will not appear and will not have the condition to help him and become arahant. That's why you cannot understand karma. You need a lot of understanding and wisdom behind to understand. Otherwise, you use logic. How can kill 999 or not 99 or and yet can become arahant? Maybe so tapan. Well, the thought is very funny. Okay? So we left it 50 minutes. Okay. 50 minutes enough to share this one. So now you listen to this, the whiteboard. To clarify what is Dhamma contemplation, reflection, and inquiry. Okay, this topic, how many of you really understand? Maybe ask the question the other way around. How many of you don't understand? More here. So, at least, if you don't understand, now I explain. Then if you develop the understanding, then you remember last time we had this chart, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths. You remember? The three turnings of the Four Noble Truths is what the Buddha explained under Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. That is the chart, yes. Yeah. So you go back and read the notes again. The first turning is Suttamaya Panya. Sutta is the discourse of the Buddha. Wisdom born of hearing the Sutta. Nowadays you got more condition. You got recording. You can re-listen and listen and listen again. Then you got books. You got transcript, translation and all things. You can read, reflect, contemplate. So, first and second turning wisdom, which is Suttamaya Panya leading to Cittamaya Panya, will form the first phase of Dhamma cultivation. First phase is called what? What is the Pali word? Pariyatti. What is Pariyatti? The learning of the doctrine. So you develop the understanding of what the teaching is. Understand? Then after that, phase two is what? Patipatti. What is Patipatti? After you have understood what the teaching is, after you have learned through what you heard, what you read, then your reflection, contemplation, then you decide to put it into practice. Understand? Means cultivate this Dhamma, put it into practice in daily life, and that is Patipatti. Then you will awaken. You will become enlightened if you do it sincerely, seriously, diligently. Then when you finish phase two, you will reap the reward of your hard work. Then phase three will arise, Pativeda. Pativeda is when you become enlightened, you live the life of a noble one, enlightened one. Then you will reap the fruit of it. With that wisdom and understanding, you will be free of all suffering. Your mind will be transformed, character-wise, personality-wise, wisdom-wise. Then you will have a lot of peace, a lot of calmness, a lot of heedfulness, full of awareness, and your nature very different. Then you will understand life. You will know how to live life. Then there is so much peace within, so much joy, so much understanding. Then you become a blessing to all. And this is the fruit. The most important one is no more suffering from that moment onward. Nothing in this world can make you unhappy or miserable anymore. You are always at peace with everything. And you know everything has the universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and non-self. So what we try to arrive at is, how do we develop the first phase, which is called Pariyatti, learning of the doctrine. So you use the first and second turning to develop that. First turning is listen to the Dhamma or Sutta as proclaimed by the Buddha. Or whatever sharing, listening to the recording, reading up. Then after that you try to develop deeper understanding. You develop the second turning wisdom, which is Cintamaya Panya. So after you have heard, read about it, then you need to develop clearer understanding and deeper understanding. So what you do? You need to reflect, contemplate, and inquire into all the Dhamma that you have heard or read about. Understand? So that it can give rise to clearer understanding. So that you can assimilate all this understanding into your heart and stabilize them. Once you do that, it prepares the base for you to receive subsequent truth from the third turning, which is Bhavana Maya Panya, wisdom born of real meditation, the direct seeing. That is the phase two of the Dhamma cultivation, the practice itself. So, second turning wisdom is very important. How do you reflect? How do you contemplate? And how do you inquire? The Buddha gave you the guideline. Under the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, which is the first sermon, the Buddha, under the second turning, he mentioned, it's all in the notes, second turning of the Four Noble Truths. What did the Buddha explain? First Noble Truth, second turning, what did he say? This Noble Truth of suffering is to be understood. So you use that word, understood. Your inquiry should be what? Why did the Buddha say that? Granted. You go and read the note. It's all there. Why did the Buddha say that? The first inquiry. Then when you understand why the Buddha said that, then you will have to develop the second inquiry. How can I understand what the Buddha said? Why did the Buddha say this first noble truth or dukkha is to be understood? If I don't understand, means what? Like just now, the example I give you. You suffer without knowing you suffer, correct or not? Because you don't even know what dukkha is. Understand or not? The eight conditions that can give rise to suffering, the reality of life and existence, you don't even know what they are. And you are caught in the midst of suffering without knowing why you suffer. Understand or not? That's why this noble truth of suffering, dukkha, is to be understood. So that one, the first inquiry will bring you the understanding. Then you say, okay, I want to understand. So, followed by what inquiry? How can I understand? Karena. So, how? You have to reflect on what the Buddha said and contemplate into it. What did the Buddha say under the first noble truth, reality? He said birth, old age, sickness, and death is suffering. Karena. Your inquiry is, how can I put it to test? Why did the Buddha say this? Then how can I understand? That the moment you inquire means you don't go and think. In a state of mind that is very calm and very peaceful, especially in a retreat or when you are alone at home or in a quiet place, where the environment is more conducive, your mind is more peaceful and more silent. But when you have trained your mind to develop this sati, and the silent mind is already very stable, like some of the kayanamitas who already diligently develop and they have it already, then you can reflect and contemplate anywhere, anytime, in the midst of noise, vibration, city, working, or in a crowd where a lot of activity is going on. The contemplation can still go on because you know how to silence. And this second turning wisdom will keep on arising for those who have sati, mindfulness. Because the one that have a stable sati will have samadhi. They will have the clarity of mind to see things as they are. And in the midst of life, life is your best teacher. That's why life itself is the meditation. Meditation itself is life. So when you go through this inquiry, you will be able to reflect and contemplate into life. Then you realize birth. Then you reflect, contemplate, you throw out this inquiry. What is birth? Then you understand it because you've gone through life in there. Especially lady. You remember how you conceive. If you are not married also, you can know from books and friends. Or you witness. Somebody work in the hospital or what. Or you can actually listen from your mother. When I born you, I give birth to you, sorry. You know how miserable I was. Your mother can tell you all those things. Then if you yourself have personal experience, then even for me, as just a man or a husband, I actually learn a lot of things from my wife too. Then of course from a lot of other people who share with me their experience of birth and all things. I learned a lot from my mother. My mother gave birth to 9 of us. Then I saw one by one how they come and how they actually... Last time we got made and all those things. My mother say, Tian Sang, Tian Yong, in Hakka. They all come from heaven. Means from the sky. By birth they come. So nature will take care. They will grow up themselves. He no need to worry about that. He used to tell me, let them cry. Hungry should cry on it. Remember when to feed on it. Then when they need to, they say, then you know what. You carry them down and wee-wee. Then sing song. Then wee-wee, then put them back. Then that spring one, Yao Lama. I know how to kick my leg, my mother said. Among the 9, I'm the easiest. I never cry on my mother. And I know how to kick my leg. Then that thing will just... Then when I need to wee-wee, I just... my mother don't want it. And that was what happened. Then different. So there are one or two who cry like anything. So you experience life, you will come to understand. You will go through all this. Then you come to understand why the Buddha said birth is suffering. Then as you grow old, especially at our age, you already experience a lot of what they call challenges to your health. So as your health deteriorates through aging, decay, you realize your senses are failing you. Before you even reach 60, you already know you are not like before. Then what about those 70s, 80s, and all that? We saw our parents, our grandparents, how fragile they are. How weak they are. So you should count your blessing when you have good health. Understand? When your senses are still intact. Why you want to complain so much in life? Understand? When you don't understand how fortunate and how blessed you are. Understand? Every time I am free from sickness and disease, there's a lot of joy inside me. You are so blessed. And this blessing comes from your karmic inheritance. This is your form of mind. Understand? Not you. Understand? So the understanding will give rise to a lot of joy. Then when you confront situation like sickness, decay, certain aspect of your sense organ not functioning or not as efficient as before, you will not go and complain and become miserable like normal deluded being. You will just understand, aware, and do what you have to do on yourself. Need to seek a doctor, seek a doctor. Yeah? Need to seek help, cure, go and ask or check from the internet and friend who has control. So this is how you develop wisdom to overcome this reality. That's why the Buddha told us to reflect every day. The five daily contemplation. This is to counter first noble truth reality. I'm of the this body and mind of mine is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. For it has not gone beyond old age, sickness and death. This reflection is very important. Contemplation. If you don't reflect, when you confront them, you will complain or you become miserable. Then when you reflect and contemplate, then you realize, this one is physical. Anasana. Every human being that have a physical body, you will experience always sickness and death. It go the way of nature. You cannot fight this law. Anasana. You cannot go and complain. No use. So you got two choices when it happened. Complain, react, and become miserable. It's not going to help you. Anasana. It's going to make you more miserable. But if you accept that reality and tell yourself the difference between a wise one and a deluded one is the wise one understand what is going on and accept the reality and not deluded by it. They don't attach, they don't cling. Then they know what this form is all about. This mind is all about. The five aggregate is all about. They are all impermanent. Condition arising, causal phenomena. The moment you grasp, you cling and you hold, it leads to suffering. And they are all empty. So with that Dhamma, when you reflect and contemplate, then you realize how beautiful the teaching is, Anasana. How wise the Buddha is. Then the fourth one is about separation, isn't it? The contemplation. Then the last one is about karma, isn't it? The right view. Then you realize, wow, this five daily contemplation is so powerful. And if I don't do it, means you are not following the advice of the Buddha. Anasana. Every day you have to reflect until very clear. No? Anasana. When you are under training, you have to reflect and contemplate and inquire until very clear. No? My teacher Ajayantra used to tell me, no less than 6 times. We choose reflect, contemplate and inquire until very, very clear. He used the word very, very clear. Then only the Dhamma, second turning wisdom, stabilize. Then only it prepare you to receive truth. Understand? No? That's why this reflection, contemplation and inquiry is a very important aspect of cultivation. And I already told you, some of these Kayanamita have a lot of suffering, misery. When they reflect and contemplate, actually no need to do formal meditation. They develop wisdom very fast. Then when their wisdom is there, when they understand, the mind transform. They cannot hold, they cannot grab, they will not be deluded. Then their mind state is very different. Then they will become different. If you don't understand, you think meditation is about formal meditation, go retreat, must sit, must walk. Must do all those things, then miserable, suffering, torture yourself there, also then not complain. What are you doing? Do you develop more understanding or wisdom? You actually doing without understanding most of the time before I explain all those things. So you went through all those things and you develop all the pain, the numbness, the itchiness and the restless mind already, and then not complain. But retreat, being retreat, the setting is very conducive. After a while, you become more peaceful, more calm. Then you say, oh, now my meditation improved. I'm now more calm, more peaceful. But then when you come out, return to daily life, square one again. Then nothing changed. The wisdom that you're supposed to develop didn't come because you didn't do daily mindfulness. You cannot root out the asava and the, what they call anusaya, the latent energy. They are still there, not rooted out. So no amount of retreat will change you or transform you unless your past is very powerful. Then when the condition is there, you connect like Song's case and many Kayanamita, then it can happen. But retreat, always remember, is to train your mind, is to prepare your condition. Then when you realize that, when you connect, you must continue that training back to life. Understand? When you return to your daily life, that meditation must continue. If that meditation cannot continue, you are as good as you have not meditated. Like I used to tell the Thursday class, every week 2 hours serious here, full, let's say very attentive. After that, 6 3/4 day, heedless again. You ask yourself, will you transform? You will never. Well, you are only heedful and serious maybe for this 2 hours most of the time. But after that, you're not serious. No? That's why those who are serious, they go back, they have their religious routine. Early morning when they wake up, before they sleep, in between. Then daily mindfulness. You connect like that. Most of the time you train, most of the time you're more aware, more heedful. Then from heedless, you transform into heedful living. And that's how you transform. That's how you develop understanding, clarity. That's how the meditation transforms you. Character-wise, personality-wise, understanding-wise. And everything will change. The real meditation is like that. The other one is, without understanding, actually, to me, you're wasting your time. You cannot understand what you do. Yeah. You don't believe, you go and find out yourself. Don't take too long. Try to wake up early. Otherwise, you become gullible and fall. Oh, you're 10:30 already. I just finished this. Okay, so this one, you go back and do the other noble truth. Second noble truth, third noble truth, fourth noble truth. You see, the first noble truth says, this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. Then the second turning of second noble truth is what? This cause of suffering, which is craving, born of self-delusion or ignorance, is to be abandoned. You have to abandon it. If you cannot abandon it, you have not developed the second turning wisdom. Abandon means what? Right effort, for right effort. Understand? Abandon those wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood that has arisen. Understand? Then, with that understanding and the wisdom and your mindfulness develop and stabilize, you can arise the right effort to prevent all this wrong action, wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong livelihood from arising. Because you have the mindfulness to see, and you are aware. It cannot arise. Asana. It's all in the notes. Asana. Then the third noble truth, he said, this third noble truth that talks about the cessation of all suffering leading to the realization of Nibbana is to be what? Realize. Asana. If you have not realized that cessation, you say you're enlightened, because you meditate, you got fantastic experience. Wow, you got one jhana, one jhana, one jhana. You say you're enlightened already. Your mind still so active, never cease. Then you go and check the second turning of the third noble truth. You have not realized that cessation, you cannot become enlightened. So that's why this third noble truth that talks about the cessation of all suffering, not absence of suffering, no, lead to the cessation of form and mind, no, leading to the ending of all suffering, no, means the realization of Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and the now. The third noble truth said, suffering need not be. Enlightenment in the here and the now, Nibbana, can be realized in this life, here and the now. So, under the second turning, is it, this cessation of suffering, which is Nibbana, is to be realized. Even for sainthood, one moment, one glimpse, split second, enough. You will understand very clearly what the form of mind is. The anatta nature, the non-self nature. That sakaya ditti will break. Yeah. Okay? Then the fourth noble truth is the easiest. The Buddha said, the fourth noble truth talk about what? Meditation. Yeah, if you cultivate this noble eightfold path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. You meditate to become enlightened, is that? To end all suffering. Is that? This is the noble eightfold path that will lead to the end of all suffering. And this noble eightfold path is to be what? Cultivated. Cultivated or developed also can. So if you have not developed it, you only think you know there is knowledge. Understand? Not enough. That's why the fourth noble truth you must put into practice. Understand? Cultivate. Patipata. Understand? The second phase of the Dhamma. That's why you have to cultivate it. So when you reflect, contemplate, you will understand the second turning and your wisdom will arise. Then the moment the wisdom arises, when you understand, it will lead to understanding. And this understanding will set the base for you to receive truth. Then when the third turning, when you do the four foundation of mindfulness, any of the first, second or third turning, when you listen again or you reflect and contemplate again, you can just insight into all the universal characteristics of nature, into all phenomena. the form and mind, you understand very clearly. So the understanding is very penetrative. This is the direct seeing. It will lead to the awakening realization. That's why you have reflection, contemplation, inquiry leading to understanding. Then you realize, awaken. Can you understand now? Huh? Yeah, then we end. Huh? Sorry. Yeah, so that's... Okay, we will do the usual sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then after that, you make your aspiration. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share this merit, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share this merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one. Huh? Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya teyo. Let this merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Then you invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasatu kalina sasa sampati hitu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. So now you make your aspiration. Itmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patia. By the grace of this merit that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Keep your aspect mindfully to Lord Buddha. There we end. You all should learn how to rejoice. When you rejoice, you open up your heart actually. Rejoicing is very important. It's one of the four Brahma Vihara. The four beautiful, what they call, state of mind that Brahmas used to abide within. That's why Vihara, they are abiding mind state. Metta is the other one. Then mudita, rejoicing. Karuna is compassion. Then equanimity, born of wisdom. That is the fourth one. Okay? So, I thank you all for your patience. I over use 10 minutes of your time. Okay, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I hope you all can understand and benefit. You all should actually listen to the recording again. Because 2 hours very fast go by. And when you come here to listen, try to listen attentively. You want to write note, go back, re-listen on the write note. That's not. Yeah. Of course, if you want to keep some note, you can, because sometimes you get certain things you forget. But it's good if you can pay attention more. Then you will go in. Okay.